Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Kim?
No, I'm calling for Kim.
Okay, fine.
What is the message?
Sorry?
What is the reason of you calling?
I wanted to know if you're still planning on coming with Family First for the home care services.
I would like to know, why do y'all keep calling every day when I don't have my hours yet? I told you I was. And why do y'all keep calling every day? When I get my hours, I can call you back and reach out to y'all.
Yes, but I spoke with your service coordinator, and she had said that she was in touch with you. We couldn't get through, and I don't see a waiver for Kim from the county. So the only way to really get the services is if the patient has a waiver. I needed to get in touch with you to speak with you about that.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know anything about that? She said you were in touch with the county.
No, the only thing I got turned back on was my food stamps. Anything else I don't know about.
Okay, so do you know anything about this waiver from the county?
No, I don't.
Sorry?
No, I do not.
Okay, just a second, please. Okay. This is Krendel, correct?
Yes. What's the verdict?
I'm just confirming with you because I have spoken with Kim on this number. So basically the patient needs the waiver in order to get home care services.
What? I can hear you moving.
Hello?
Speak up, you're mumbling. I can't even...
Okay. In order for the patient to get services through our agency, she has to have a waiver from the county, a waiver of approval. And that's... If she doesn't have the waiver, then there will be no way that we can pay the caregiver.
But my service coordinator supposed to have took care of all that.
I actually spoke with her, and she said she didn't see a waiver either.
So then what? What's the next thing?
In order to get a waiver from the county, you need to send in the financial documents from the patient from the last 5 years. I don't know if you heard about this yet. Did anyone tell you about this?
Okay. All right. Okay. Is that it?
Are you going to collect those financial documents?
I will tell my sister to do that. This is you talking to Krendel. I'm speaking for her because she's getting treatment at the moment and she's not able to talk.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I'll get to that. And please let me contact this number and not call here every day because it's annoying. Okay?
Okay, I'm just trying to help you. This is the way that
I understand, but you don't have to call me every day.
Okay? You can reach
me
when you're ready. Okay.